There's still a debate, and I think a realistic debate, about whether or not all stage 2 colon cancer patients should be treated. The idea may be that there's less benefit proportionately in those patients who are node negative. What about the idea that we're building successfully on top of prior regimens? That's actually really true in breast cancer. In colon cancer, there's some suggestion with FOLFOX and FLOX that this is taking place. So what are the recommendations? The NCCN recommendations, certainly stage 2 patients. In colon cancer, they're ambivalent. Now, for any level of risk in stage 2 disease in colon cancer, they actually would view as acceptable all three options. Really, there are two options: adjuvant chemotherapy or observation and or trial. And that's true for the low-risk T3N0 patients, the high-risk N0 T3 patients, and the T4 N0 patients. You can see that they really are making the same recommendations. Incidentally, they don't really view it as a generational thing where oxaliplatin is recommended. Chemotherapy options include both the leucovorin 5-FU, also other fluoropyrimidine things such as capecitabine, and the oxaliplatin regimens, with no bias suggesting one versus the other. And so what is the balance? Well, for stage 2 low-risk patients, you may be getting a 2% overall survival advantage from 5-FU at the cost of about 0.5% mortality. That's the mortality rate seen in trials. The additional benefit for FLOX or FOLFOX over 5-FU, you're adding less than 1% survival advantage, and you're doing that at the cost of neuropathy that's long-lasting in a significant percentage of patients. So in conclusion, what I would say is for 5-FU leucovorin, the benefit for adjuvant therapy in stage 2 disease seems to be less than in stage 3 disease. That's what, on a proportional sense, the actual meta-analyses suggest. Data about oxaliplatin regimens is remarkably thin. Two trials, of which there is only short follow-up in one of them, and survival benefit is uncertain, and it's likely that it's a smaller step than that step that we took when we started to implement 5-FU leucovorin regimens. The adjuvant treatment for stage 2 disease would seem logical, but whether or not the additional risks of using oxaliplatin regimens in this population is justified remains unclear.